You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. If you call 911 because you have to go to the bathroom and you're in traffic, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, what is it you're looking for from them?
I don't know.
Permission?
I don't know.
Are you trying to put in a disclaimer because you're like, I'm going to pull over and pee out here and I don't want to get a ticket?
Yep. Police have released a 911 call between a dispatcher and a man who was stuck in traffic and really had to go to the bathroom. Good news. I've got the 911 call ready.
Perfect.
911, scene police.
Hello.
Fire or ambulance?
I need police.
Okay. Do you have the police? Yeah. Where is the emergency?
Actually, the thing is that I have to pee and these guys are not moving.
You have to pee?
Yeah.
This is your emergency that you have to pee?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How are the police going to help you urinate?
I have to pee, man. And
but I'm not sure what you like me to do that you have to urinate. I can't help you with that.
Right.
I mean,
pretty concise, but
right.
I think he's looking for a get out of jail free card.
But what's
he's
he like, supposed to do? Like, just put the car in park and get outside?
No, just pull over.
Right.
I would just move. Yeah, pull
just,
over.
Like, do you have a cup in the car somewhere?
Maybe pulling over would be better than peeing into a cup in your car randomly. I would just, yeah.
Do you know what me and all my friends do now?
Please tell me it's not pee into cups.
No. But they make like the little tiny porta potties for the kids. You know, they stay in the trunk.
No, I'm familiar. I've heard about them.
So
right.
We're potty training my little one, Dakota.
Yeah.
And it just lives in the trunk. And Danielle, my best friend.
Like all the time?
Her kids are older now, right? They're Hayden's age. So they're like 12 years old and 10 years old. And she said to me the other day, I still keep mine in the trunk.
Just in case.
Just in case I'm in traffic. And she's used it too in situations when they've been on the road and they've had to go places. And
I mean,
it's genius.
Plan better. I mean, pull over. Find a rest stop. Seriously? She's a grown person.
It's really helped out in a lot of situations.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
All I'm saying is going forward, I will keep that little baby Bjorn potty in my trunk for the rest of my life.
It's not, your car is not an RV. Get a toilet, man, or just pull over. Wow.
I mean, I'm just saying it's good planning.
If you load a trailer full or your pickup truck bed full of trash and then don't tie anything down and just drive around town and watch it all fly out all over the place, that's all I need to know about you.
Yep.
I mean, once the first box flies out, you know that this is going to continue to happen. Pull over, man. Pull over. I got your recycling all over the street here.
The only thing worse than that is being on the highway behind one of those trucks.
That's what happened. I was behind this guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm falling behind him. There's just boxes flying all over the place.
Yeah.
All right, the first one, the second one, I'll give it to you. Maybe you didn't think it wasn't going to move. You know what I mean? But then after, I mean, you got a trailer full of stuff. You got to pull over.
Like that happen, I pretend like I'm in Super Mario Brothers, the go-karts.
Right.
And I'm just dodging the things that are flying out. I'm like, here comes a rock. Don't swerve to the left.
For me, it's Days of Thunder. Just I take the high line.
Yep.
I know that's an old reference, but there it is. That's where, mentally, that's where I go.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you.